Life is a winding road, no telling where it goes. Driving through days and nights, won't stop for traffic lights. And I really wanna know if I'll ever figure out where the road goes. Even if I'm falling down, I will keep on searching for my highs. You can say I lost my mind, I will keep on holding my head high. Even if the sky is falling down,
hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Successfully Chaotic. I'm your host, Maria Daniels, and in today's episode, we're tackling a topic that is critical for any entrepreneur. We're going to be talking about mastering your fears. Literally, every entrepreneur, actually, if you want to really say it this way, every human has undoubtedly faced your fears, faced your self-doubt. And I think it's important to talk about that because on this entrepreneurial journey, we're going to face these challenges, but it is about how we handle these challenges that truly shapes our path. And today I want to dive deep into not only talking a little bit about, you know, the fear itself and, you know, how that even happens, but also talking about practical strategies to not just manage dealing with fear, but to conquer our fears and to build a thriving business and a thriving life. So, all right, let's kind of get started on this. First of all, I want to begin with one of the most powerful tools that we have against fear, and that's knowledge. Understanding every aspect of our business actually not only helps to build confidence and diminish doubt, but it helps to give us that power that we need to make decisions in our day-to-day business, right? Our day-to-day business strategies, the decisions we need to make to further our business. And I think it's important to really think about this because really taking the time to figure out what is going on in your business helps us to know what decisions we need to make and helps to start to diminish that fear of, you know, the what if. And, you know, I really like to build upon this idea of knowledge and talk about just making learning part of our daily routine. In the morning, you know, maybe you want to listen to a podcast that's teaching you something specific about your industry or how to, you know, do something a little better within your task that you're responsible for within your business. Or maybe it's a, you know, just industry news as a whole, or, you know, trends that are going on within the industry. Or maybe it's just educational resources for mindset or something that's going to help you be a better business owner, be a better entrepreneur, be a better human, right? Really taking the time to focus on our learning helps to give us back our power. Another thing is that I mentioned this a minute ago is really knowing what's going on in your business, right? Understand every aspect of your business. And this is especially important to understand your finances and your business intimately. And if you're not an accountant, it's probably something you're not that great at, and that's okay. You don't have to be an expert, but you do need to understand what's going on. You do need to understand the money that's leaving your business. You need to understand the money that's coming into your business. You need to understand that relationship. You need to understand when you need to be able to, you know, up your income and when you need to decrease your spending. These are things that you need to understand to not only give you the ability to make amazing financial decisions in your business, but also to help remove that fear of what if I'm not going to have enough? What if, right? It's always the what if. And, you know, understanding the finances intimately in your business, it doesn't have to be super difficult. There are so many tools out there. There are so many courses out there to help you to get comfortable with numbers and help to empower decision-making within your business. And, you know, the next thing I want to discuss on this just knowledge and preparation, is that you need to be seeking people's feedback. And I know it's great to receive praise, and you know, whenever we receive praise, it keeps us going, right? And I know whenever I get some type of amazing feedback about how, you know, I've helped my customer, my client, it feels amazing and it keeps me going. I'm on a high for a week. But it is so important to not just listen to the praise. It is so important to listen to the criticism. Because without that criticism, we're not going to have that same level of growth. We're not going to have that same level of learning to be adaptive. And that is critical for being able to really master having yourself empowered with knowledge and having yourself prepared, which is going to diminish fear. And, you know, the more that you know as a whole, the less you fear, because fear tends to come from feeling out of control, feeling like you don't know what's going on. And if you can get a sense of control by empowering yourself with knowledge and being prepared, the less you are going to fear. And you can use that knowledge to feel more secure and feel in more control in your business, and therefore also in the rest of your life. And that's so important, especially when the economy is hot garbage and we're not really sure what that's going to look like, right? If you have the knowledge and the preparation within your own business, you can know how to adapt as needed to make sure that you, you know, are doing what you need to do. All right, let's kind of shift a little bit now and talk about networking and support systems, because a lot of entrepreneurs tend to be, you know, very much that I can do all the things type people. You know, we're used to wearing all the hats, we're used to doing all the things, which is great, grand, and wonderful, but it's so important to talk about strength in numbers. And we find that through networking, we find that through our support systems. But building a robust network, it's not just about having this list of contacts, or maybe you're going to networking meetings and have a stack of cards. It's actually about cultivating meaningful relationships that can offer support, that can offer advice, that can offer opportunities. And, you know, networking groups are great. I love networking groups, but I want you to actually take it as a opportunity to, yes, connect with people, but figure out where there is kind of that spark that can go a little bit further into a support system, into building a true network. And there's lots of places to find networking opportunities. If you're not, you know, familiar with how to do that, there are lots of online industry groups, there's online forums, there are, you know, a lot of these things on a digital basis, an online basis, that are gold mines for advice and support. And then, of course, you can attend local networking events and you can figure out, you know, who is out there that you can connect with that, you know, may fill in an opportunity, may be able to give you some advice on a specific, you know, a problem that you have, or maybe you can give advice to them on some issue that they're having. Building your network and support system is something that can make a huge difference in your business. It's important when you're going to these networking events, though, to really kind of go in, you know, with a plan about what you're trying to achieve and not look at it as, you know, cashing in, because I've seen people do that. They show up and they're like, oh, you know, I've heard that networking can help increase my opportunities, and I'm, you know, trying to fill in the blank in these areas that I'm meeting, you know, people in my network on. And yeah, that may be true, but you don't want to go in there like you're hunting for prey, because trust me, people can tell. You want to go in there with a plan that you're open to opportunities and you're there to make real meaningful connections, but you want to make sure that you're doing so in an authentic way, that you're not repelling people in the process. So, I mean, I think if you're able to find some of these groups that you could find true connections, this can really provide an intense support system and give you innovative ideas to help push your business forward. And again, it's going to alleviate a lot of fear in the process, because it's giving you that control, right? All right. So to be able to even figure a lot of these things out, we need to kind of talk about our mindset and how to shift our mindset to be able to master fear. Because without having that foresight on realizing that you need to shift your mindset, you're going to end up having a lot of setbacks. And the way to do this is you need to reframe how you view challenges, how you view these setbacks to begin with. So when something happens that's outside of your control, or maybe it was within your control, maybe you made a mistake, it doesn't matter, you know, what the reason, you need to take a step back and yes, recognize it for what it is, acknowledge that you screwed up or, you know, this really stinks in the moment, but then reframe your mind, reframe this challenge that has arisen, reframe the setback that happened, because this is really going to go a long way in transforming your approach to entrepreneurship. It's going to shift your mindset away from this fear aspect, and it's going to allow you to step into what you can learn from this opportunity and gain your sense of control back. I really want you to start practicing viewing failures as a stepping stone to what you're supposed to learn, what you're supposed to do, and not like a true setback. Because every misstep that you have, it actually offers invaluable lessons that in turn actually help pave the way to success. And I know, you know, with a lot of my journey, anytime that I've had these things, it seems like setbacks, I learned so much from those opportunities to be able to not step in those same areas again, to not make those same mistakes again. I learned way more than I would have ever learned about anything if I had never gone through that in the first place. And I think it's important to say that because I think a lot of people try to avoid setbacks, which, you know, that's natural, that's normal, but they're going to happen. So when they do happen, instead of freaking out and running around like your hair is on fire, I think it's important to say, okay, this is what happened. This really sucked, but here is what I'm going to learn from this. Here is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this as a challenge to allow myself to rise through this. I'm going to cultivate a growth mindset. I'm going to embrace this challenge. I'm going to view this as an opportunity to expand my capabilities. And you may not be able to say that exactly when that setback happens. It may take a day, right, or two, or whatever the case may be. But I really challenge you to look at these things that happen and look at them through a different lens, because I promise you, you start to do that, you're going to start to notice that these things that arise and happen, yeah, they suck for a moment, but in the long run, they allow you to learn so much more than you ever would have if you had never gone through it to begin with. And, you know, during these moments where you're going through the day to day, don't forget to celebrate those small wins. Actually, we should be celebrating our small wins daily, because it helps to build a habit of recognition and gratitude. And that actually helps to keep our negative thoughts at bay. And fear can be very negative, right? The fear wants to linger. It, you know, wants to come and whisper in our ear like, hey, you know what could happen? You know what could happen if you do this or if you don't do this? You know, and we want to push that away. We want to keep those negative thoughts at bay. And by doing those small wins, celebrating those small wins, and I don't care how small it is, it could be like, you know what? I was putting off that 5-minute call all week long and I made it. High five me. I am awesome. High five. I did it. I, you know, pushed through that procrastination. I pushed through the fear of, you know, what they were going to say. And I did it anyway. I am celebrating this as a small win. And as you do that, it's going to get easier and easier to notice those small little wins, to notice those moments of gratitude. All right. This is a huge one. We're going to talk for a moment about self-care and boundaries, because taking care of ourselves is critical. It's crucial. Seriously. As an entrepreneur, your health directly impacts every aspect of your business. If you're an employee somewhere, yes, getting sick could impact the business, but it typically is not going to impact it on the same level as if you're the entrepreneur, you're the one that's steering the ship, you're the one in charge of everything, and then you get sick or you end up with some type of long-term health, you know, care need. Taking care of your health is critical. It's important to establish a very careful, I'm trying to think of how to say this in a way, because work-life balance, right? We hear about that a lot. I'm trying to think of how to say this to you because I don't want you to get the idea that it's ever going to be this like 50-50 balance, because it's not. That's a fallacy. However, that being said, it's important to establish and rigorously maintain your boundaries on having a work-life balance. And what do I mean by that? Again, it's never going to be 50-50 balanced. There are going to be times in your journey where your business is going to demand more of you, and you're going to have to give it a little more than there are than other times where your family or your own, you know, health needs are going to demand more, and you're going to have to give more time and energy to that. And your business is going to kind of suffer a tiny bit. The key here with work-life balance is never letting them get so imbalanced where one is sinking. And I think that is a way that I've had to kind of reframe it in my mind, because I always tried to get it to this 50-50 balance, 50-50 balance, which is laughable at this point to me. But I did. I tried it for so long. And it's important to really realize that you're not going to hit a 50-50 balance. Your balance is a balancing act. It's a verb. It is something you're going to continuously be doing. There are times where my family requires much, much more of me, and I have to give them much, much more. And in those times, I can tell, you know, my business is down a little bit. I'm, you know, not out networking it as much, so I'm not going to have, you know, as much sales coming in or whatever. And that's okay. My family needed me. My family was my biggest priority at that moment. But the key here is I can't let my business completely fizzle out, right? I have to still be, you know, stoking that fire, keeping some things going, you know, keeping it where it needs to be for the most part, even if I can't hyper focus on it at that moment. And then you flip it into the other side. There are going to be times where my business needs me. There's opportunities that I can't miss, that I'm going to have to put much more time and energy and effort into my business. And then my family is not going to see me as much because I'm having to travel to meetings or speaking or, you know, whatever. And the key here is not to make it where I don't ever see my family, right? It is a balancing act, ING, balancing. It is something that you're going to have to consistently maintain, consistently set boundaries on. And those boundaries are going to change depending on what level you're at in your business, depending on what level you're at with your kids. A newborn is going to require much more time, effort, energy than a 15-year-old, right? It's going to be different. And that's okay. That is why it's important to really establish these and really tweak them as needed. You need to decide what work hours you're working and try to stick to them as much as possible during whatever season. I don't know if you look at them quarterly or you look at them, you know, yearly, whatever the case may be, whatever works for you. Set the boundaries. And if you notice something isn't working, still feels off, go back and fix them and try it again. It's okay. You know, the key here is to establish a separate work space, separate work life, away from your personal space, your personal life. And even if you work from home, you can do that. I don't care if it's like, hey, I'm going to, you know, have this desk in the corner of my bedroom or this desk in the corner of my living room or whatever. You want to establish it. Or maybe you work from the dining room table and it's like, hey, from, you know, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., this dining room table is my office desk. Whatever works. I don't know what works for you. But the point here is establish that for yourself, what works for your life, and incorporate your own self-care in there as well. Regular physical activity, you need to make sure that you are moving your body. If you love yoga, do yoga. If you love walking, do walking. If you like intense workouts, do intense workouts. The key here is keeping your body active because it helps to keep your mind sharp, right? And gives you those feel good pheromones and hormones and all those things that is going to make that fear diminish. It's going to make your fear not as strong against you, because you're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to feel better about your life. You're going to feel better about your business. And it's important to really think about these things, because I see a lot of people not pouring into their own cup. And when you don't pour into your own cup, we suffer, and your business suffers, your family suffers, everybody suffers. And, you know, some of this self-care, it's also realizing that you are allowed to say no to things. You're allowed to say, I am not interested in this opportunity right now, or I'm not interested in, you know, going out for a happy hour today, or whatever the case may be. You can say no. The power of saying no, if it's something that does not align with what you are wanting to do for yourself, for your family, for your business, that is something that helps you to overcome fear, because you're going to be more in control of your life, more in control of your mind, your body, your business, everything. And it allows you to establish your own protection of your own energy. And it allows you to pick activities. Ooh, it's raining outside. It allows you to pick activities that really align with where you want to be, where you want your business to be, and where you want your personal well-being to be. So we're going to start wrapping this up a little bit, but before I go, I want to really mention a couple of things about stepping out of your comfort zones. If any of the things that I've said are making you like, oh, I don't know, it's kind of uncomfortable, there's something to be said for asking yourself, why does that make you uncomfortable? You know, is saying no to something that you don't want to do, does that make you uncomfortable? Does networking make you uncomfortable? Does, you know, educating yourself on what's going on with your business make you uncomfortable? Being able to ask yourself, like, what is making you feel this fear, making you feel uncomfortable? It is so important. There are times, like we said a few minutes ago, where your mind, your body is going to tell you, no, this is not for me. I don't feel good about this. This does not align. And there's going to be times where our anxiety, our fear says, no, I'm not comfortable with this. And that's two different things. And we have to really learn how to determine which one it is. Because stepping out of your comfort zone is a good thing. Going against your boundaries, that's not a good thing. So being able to figure out which one it is so important, because being able to step out of your comfort zone helps to increase your visibility and can significantly boost your confidence and can significantly help you overcome fear. And that is a huge thing, because being able to master your own fear means not feeling afraid. It means not wondering all the what ifs. It means developing strategies that can effectively help you achieve all the things that you're wanting to achieve in your life and in your business. And each step that you take to build knowledge helps to get you closer to that. And each step to help you support your network gets you closer to that. And each step to help you gain a positive mindset gets you closer to that. Every time that you implement a self-care habit, it gets you closer to that. And as we do these things, we're going to take steps away from fear and steps toward empowerment. So I thank you for joining me today for this episode of Successfully Chaotic. And if you found this helpful, please share this with somebody that you know. And if you're not already following us on your favorite podcast platform, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. We really appreciate it. And until next time.
Life is a winding road. No telling where it goes. Driving through days and nights. Won't stop for traffic lights.